In Rome, there's a move in Parliament to give parents a choice of which surname to give their children, the father's or the mother's. David Willey, the BBC's Rome correspondent, says it's an effort of the Italian women's movement.
It's basically a feminist move to please the feminist lobby. And this in a country where the power of men is very formidable indeed. Indeed, there's a section of Italian law relating to inheritances called the patria potestà, which means the right of the father to command the rest of his family. Yeah.
Well, given such powers invested in the father in Italian law, who is behind this move to make the mother the one who hands the name down to the children?
A former communist called Giuliano Pisapia, who is a very active member of parliament. And the idea is that until 3 days after the birth of a child, parents have the right to register the name, either the family name, either of the father or of the mother. This would be something quite unheard of.
Now, while this is a feminist proposal advanced by a former communist parliamentarian, as you say, I gather it also has the support of Alessandra Mussolini.
Alessandra Mussolini, the granddaughter of the dictator, is a very active member of parliament. She's a member of the right-wing National Alliance Party, and she married a couple of years ago and has a child who, of course, officially bears the name of the father, and she would like the Mussolini name perpetuated. She thinks it's a terribly good idea.
Given the state of feminism and male chauvinism in Italy today, what chance would you give this law of actually passing?
I would say it's 90% sure that it won't pass. I don't see this getting through Parliament. I don't really, to be honest, think it's absolutely necessary, given the safeguards that already exist under Italian law for the protection of the property of married women.
David Willey of the BBC spoke to us from Rome.